Welcome, welcome, everybody. I am Eileen Thompson. I am the founder of Treasure Ministries, the author of the Nourish Bible Study series, and the creator of the Nourish Bible Study Method. And I am really, really excited about today's podcast because this topic I am super passionate about. And the reason I'm passionate about it is because for years I let the words of others define me. I people pleased. You name it, I did that. And by doing that, by being externally referenced, meaning that I allowed other people to define who I was or what the world said, I didn't really, really know deep down who God created me to be. And that's a big reason why we do what we do as Treasure Ministries, because we believe that every woman is designed to make a difference, that every woman's purpose matters. And it's when we allow God's word to define who we are that every woman can have the freedom and confidence to become who she is created to be. And so in this section this week in our Nourish Scriptures, we've been looking at Ephesians 4, starting in verse 7 and going all the way through verse 16. And in this section of Scripture, Paul is talking about spiritual gifts. And not only that, but he is encouraging the Ephesians to use their spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ. And so today we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. But more than that, we're going to be talking about who God made you and how he made you and that being part of your identity. And the big point from today is this, is that the greatest gift you can give to the world is becoming the woman God created you to be by embracing your spiritual gift and using them for his glory. So we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts today. We're going to be talking about how you find out what your spiritual gift is, what it, basically it's a part of your identity, but we're also going to be talking about the barriers that women face to using their spiritual gift, or why sometimes it's very hard for us to uncover what our spiritual gift is. And it's really going to be a blast today, because nothing makes me more happy or excited when a woman is walking out her purpose. Now, just to define what spiritual gifts are, if your purpose, your God-given purpose, your Ephesians 2:10 purpose that God has called you to do, if your purpose is the pathway, your spiritual gifts are like the vehicle to get you there. They are ability breathed into you by the Holy Spirit, and when you exhale that, when you use your spiritual gifts, the life of Christ is given to others as you live for him. Now, the Bible talks about spiritual gifts in several different places. It mentioned the spiritual gifts in our Nourish Scripture this week. You can also find the list of spiritual gifts in Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians 13 and 15. And what I wanted to point out, I'm not going to go through and list every spiritual gift, because you can go back and look at that from this week. But one thing that I wanted to point out, that right off the bat in our Nourish Scripture this week, it says that each one of us has a special gift through the generosity of Jesus Christ. So everybody has a spiritual gift the moment you became a Christian. And one of the big points that we need to remember is that Jesus Christ is the one that gave us the gift. And that's going to be really important later on, and I'll tell you why. So everybody has one. You can have more than one. And those are gifts. They are gifts beyond your salvation, and it is a gift that Jesus has given to you, but it's not for you. It's to be used to build up the body of Christ. And the other thing that God has given us is a purpose. In Ephesians 2:10, it tells us that we were created for a purpose that He planned a long time ago. So not only does God give us a purpose, He gives us ability through our spiritual gifts. And He also, when He created us, He made us, Psalm 139 says, fearfully and wonderfully made. That long ago, before we were born, when He was planning our purpose, that He designed us specifically with natural gifts and abilities, and these are different from our spiritual gifts, but He made us with a personality. He made us with natural ability. He gave us those resources also to do His will. Now, I want you to think about the disciples and how diverse they were. You had fishermen, you had tax collector, you had zealots, which were just real political fanatics back then. And so you had all different types of people. And they had different personalities. You can see that when you look at, let's say, the Gospel of John versus when you look at his gospel, and then you think about the disciple Peter. Peter was a much more passionate, fiery person. John was a more thoughtful, sensitive person. And so, but all of these people, the Lord Jesus brought together all these different people with different gifts and abilities, different personalities to do His work. And that's exactly what God does with us, that it's sort of like He's given us all different instruments to play. And when we all play together in God's orchestra, we make beautiful music together for His glory. The greatest gift that we can give the world is to step out in our spiritual gifts, in our natural abilities, in our personalities, and become the woman that God created us to be. That's the best gift that we can give this world. But we face barriers from even discovering our spiritual gifts as women. And a lot of times we will hide our spiritual gift or we'll be afraid to use it. And so I want to talk about tonight some of the reasons why this happens. And then I'm going to talk about how you find your spiritual gift. So one of the first reasons that we hide our spiritual gifts or we have a hard time uncovering what they are is shame. Shame tells us that we're not worthy, that we're not, you know, good enough, that we can never do anything valuable. Shame also makes us hide from God. And if Jesus is the one that gives us our purpose and our gifting, we have to be able to come to Him. And so shame is a huge, huge barrier. And the next thing is our survival skills. You know, the old ways that you and I used to determine our worth and value or try to find out who we are. And so, for example, for me, that was people pleasing. And so now I had Jesus and I was following God and I was in His Word, but I was also concerned about what people thought about me and was bent on pleasing others. And so there was that divided loyalty. And because of that, I did not live focused. I lived frazzled. And I wasted a lot of time doing things that were good things, helpful things, but it wasn't my God thing. Only our Maker can give us our purpose and how we are made. Only Jesus gives us our spiritual gifts. So He's the only one that can tell us. And we find freedom when we can live laser focused on our purpose. Okay, so the next thing is the strategies of the enemy. Yeah. You know, the enemy cannot take our gift of salvation, and the Bible says that the gifts and the call are irrevocable, so he can't take away our spiritual gift, but he will attack it. He will attack that, and he will attack your purpose because he knows that your spiritual gift is not your your ability. It's God's ability through you. And it will be used to build up the church. And so if you take a hold and live laser focused on your spiritual gift, you know, you're now a threat to his plans. And so one of the biggest ways the enemy will attack you is in your spiritual gift. In fact, we can just plan on, if you're walking out your purpose and if you're walking in your gift, you can just plan on being attacked. And that attack could come from the most unlikely of places, but recognize that. Okay. So we might have the spiritual gift of teaching, and, you know, somebody may say a really ugly comment to us. And if we're a people pleaser, if that's our old strategy, our old survival skill, and the enemy knows that, he can just create the perfect storm. And, you know, that's an attack on our spiritual gift. And what is worse about this is it's not just your spiritual gift. It's a part of who you are. It's a part of who you are. And that's why the attack is so awful. The next thing is what I call the striving mentality. Now, sometimes when I talk to women, and I have certainly been in this boat, they'll say, I've just got to find my purpose and I don't know what it is, and you know, and our spiritual gifts and our purpose, it's not something that we strive and strive to do. It's about surrendering to God to take the next step. And we can get so wrapped up in like trying to figure it out when it's already set. Our purpose is already set. Our spiritual gifts are given to us, and it's about surrendering to those. And the last thing is the false definition of selfish ambition. And this is when I wish that you and I were having coffee and I could just, you know, look you like straight in the eyes and say this. It is never selfish ambition for you to use your spiritual gift for God's glory. Never. That is not selfish ambition. God wants you to use your gift and to multiply it. I think about the parable of the talents, and God gave, you know, he gave five talents to one and two talents to another person and one talent to another person. And then he went away, and the man with five talents multiplied his talents. And the man with two multiplied his two, and the man with one said, I was so afraid that I hid it. And sometimes I think that, unfortunately, that we are taught that it's not being humble to not step out into our spiritual gift. And there could not be anything further from the truth. Not only does God, you know, and God doesn't want us to do these things for these good works that he's planned for us so that he can love us more. It's not even about that. He wants us to do it. I mean, it's really awesome if you think about it, that God, you know, the creator of the universe, he invites us to work with him for his glory. That's just, it's just beyond me when you think about it. But, you know, the other thing is that this is what you were created to do. It's what you were created to do. It's what he has, the blueprint that he had in mind for you before you were born. He had a plan for you. He gave you certain natural gifts and abilities. And then when you became a Christian, he gave you spiritual gifts, and it was all to become the woman that God created you to be. And that is the most beautiful gift you can give the world. So we should passionately seek after that. And as long, and we need to learn to serve for an audience of one, meaning that as long as we know that we're inside of God's will, doing his work, it doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter. They might like what you're doing. They might not. But it really, it doesn't matter. And what are we going to say? And when we get to heaven, God, I didn't do this, what you wanted me to do, because this person didn't want me to. No, we don't need to say that. We need to passionately pursue what God has called us to do and use our gifts for His glory. And whether that's inside of your home, in your business, inside of a ministry, or with your neighbor down the street, it doesn't, numbers never matter to God in that respect. It's about stepping up and stepping into the stream of your calling. And it's the greatest gift that you give the world. And it's what Godly Girl Power is all about. Okay, so let's go into the next point. So we're going to talk real quick about how you find your spirit. So, all right, so let's go over then how you find your spiritual gift, how you find your spiritual gift. Okay. So the first thing is that you, before you can really operate in your spiritual gift, so that it won't be to get love or to prove yourself, you have to know in the core of your heart that you are precious to God, that you are His treasure. And you know that from the Lord Himself, so that you won't be operating out of your old survival mode, that you'll be led by the Spirit, that your identity is in Christ. So that's the first thing. And then we need to understand that it's an absolute blast, like finding out the woman you are and who God created you to be. Once you get rid of all the barriers that we talked about, the shame and the people pleasing and the striving mentality and all that, it's a blast. And it's a journey. It's a growth process. And it's all about following the Holy Spirit. And step by step by step, it's like he unfolds it. And so we want to like enjoy the journey. We want to enjoy the journey. And we want to know that every step that we take is a part of God's plan. It's a part of God's plan. I mean, you know, you think about Moses when he spent the 40 years being a shepherd. And then God called him to shepherd the Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land, or into the border of the promised land. And so, so God is just slowly unfolding His plan for our life. And each step builds on each other. And the most important thing is to enjoy the ride. And just follow the Holy Spirit. Just take the next step. I love this verse. Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him." And so He's going to make it all unfold. We don't have to make it happen. We just have to follow Him. Okay, so the first step is know that you're loved by God. The second step is to recognize that it's a journey. And it's about following the Holy Spirit one step at a time. The third step is to pray and ask Jesus. Because if God is the one that gives you your plan and Jesus gives you your spiritual gift, well, ultimately, He's the one that can reveal them to you. And so we need to put Jesus, you know, in the top place of that. I'm not saying that people can't, you know, say stuff to you and it'll resonate with you. But as far as seeking out people's advice over the Lord Jesus on your spiritual gifts, He's the one that gave them to you. So pray and seek Him and ask them, and He will reveal them to you. The next thing is that you want to read about the spiritual gifts in the Bible. You want to read about them. And I told you those verses before. I'll give them to you again. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 13 and 15, and then our Nourish Scripture this week. So read about the spiritual gifts. Read about them in the Bible. And just pray as you're reading them, and so that you can understand what the Word says about them. And as you're reading them, ask yourself this question. What comes easy to you? What do you love to do? And here's, you know, one of my spiritual gifts is teaching. And I I love to study the Word. I love to read commentaries. It's a joy for me to do that. Now, another one of the spiritual gifts is evangelism, and that doesn't come as naturally to me. That does not come as naturally to me, and I don't believe that's one of my spiritual gifts. It doesn't mean that I don't do it, but it doesn't come as naturally to me. So look at the spiritual gifts and just ask yourself, you know, which ones of these do I just enjoy doing that come, you know, that I just... You don't have to ask me twice. You know, I just enjoy doing it. So as you're reading them, ask yourself this question and ask yourself which ones do you have a passion for? Okay. Then the other thing that you can do is you can take a spiritual gift survey. Now notice I put that sort of at the bottom of the list because I really feel like that as you pray and read the Word that you really will just know. You'll just have a knowing by asking Jesus. But I think that there is some worth in taking spiritual gift surveys. And here's what I'm going to say about that. I'm not telling you a specific one to take. And the reason is that there's so many different ones out there. Also, depending on what church you go to, there might be some differences in what the actual spiritual gifts mean. And if you're going to use your spiritual gift to build up the body of Christ, the best thing to do is to ask your church what spiritual gift survey you should take. And a lot of times churches, especially if they're really, really big churches, they'll even have classes on spiritual gifts. Now, you can find a spiritual gift survey online. There's lots of them online, but I'm not going to tell you a specific one. I'm not going to do that because there's different, I think the best thing for you to do is to ask your church which spiritual gift survey you should take. And then once you have determined what your spiritual gift is, because it's for the body of Christ, you need to ask yourself, how am I going to use this to build up the body of Christ? And then set a goal to go out and do something about that. And as you step out and start doing it, it's sort of like a boomerang in that it will just confirm to you as you're doing it that this is what you are supposed to do. So that's on spiritual gifts. Now, I also mentioned that we have certain natural abilities. Those are different from our spiritual gift. They could be the same, but we also, God has given us natural abilities. And I want to tell you my favorite book on that. And I think this is a really good thing to do. And that is this book by Tom Rath, and it's called Strength Finder. And it's really neat. You order the book, and when you order the book, you get a little code, and you can go online, and he has an online test, and it'll tell you what your natural abilities are, what God gave you when he wired you. And so that's just another resource for you. And so then once you get all those things, I want you to look at them as a stewardship, as something God has given you. And that one of the most beautiful gifts that you can give the world is walking in that. And so hiding it, I think another reason is that we're afraid of failing, all those things. And the thing is, it's sort of like you got to get out there and hop on the bike and just start pedaling. So what we've talked about today are spiritual gifts. And your purpose is so worth it. And your spiritual gifts are worth you bringing into the world because they're not about you. They're about the people that you're going to help. And so we want to passionately pursue those and put those out there because it's about the people that you're going to help build up in the body of Christ. Speak the truth in love too. Encourage, come beside, help, evangelize too, all of those things. And so whatever we do in life, make sure that you're passionately pursuing your spiritual gifts so that you can become the woman that God created you to be, because it does matter. It matters for the people that you're going to help. It won't change God's love for you. God loves you as much as you do or if you don't. But the other thing is, too, on a personal level for every woman out there, if you don't do these things, you're not doing what you're created to do. And that's why God wants you to do them too, because when you start operating in those, it's just an amazing feeling. It really is. It really is. So my challenge to you this week is to read those passages in the Bible, to seek Jesus, to pray about those, and ask yourself in your heart, just ask Jesus, you know, reveal to me what my spiritual gifts are, and then set a goal. Set a goal that this following week that you're going to do at least one thing. And it doesn't mean you have to start a big ministry. You could do it with just one person. But you're going to start really understanding that it's a special responsibility and a stewardship that God has given you. And you are going to go out there and do it. All right? Because this world needs that gift that God has given you to share. Because when you share it, you point other people to Jesus. I hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you will continue to listen and join in. We're going to be continuing on in our Nourish Devotion series, continuing to walk through the book of Ephesians. You can go to treasureministries.com and download our free ebook, Her Nourished Heart, if you want to learn about the Nourish Bible Study Method. And you can click on the Nourish Devotions tab to find out more about our Nourish Devotions. Have a great week.